Hello, this is Linda. Can I help you?
Hey, Linda, it's Dominic. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Can't complain. Just wanted to follow up with you about the geofencing campaign. You told me to give you a call today at 3 so we could go over everything.
Okay, so let's go over it.
Let's do it. So, Linda, just a little recap. What we're going to do for you is custom create you a digital banner, display it a minimum of 4,000 times each and every month. It's targeted, so the only people that can see your ad have to have expressed an interest in a real estate agent. I remember we were discussing the $199 price point with the 5 zip codes of your choice. You said you preferred to stay in your 2 zip codes at that time. Is that still true?
What were the 2 zip codes I picked? Do you remember?
No, you didn't. You didn't provide them with me yet. I know one of them was the 13732. I believe so. If I might be wrong, but I'm just guessing because that's where we have your location at.
Okay, I'm actually 13850.
13850.
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you still want to just stick with the 2 zip codes you were working with, or did you want to do 5 of them?
If I do 5, is it more expensive?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so 13760. Where is this banner going?
So we display it across 8,000 different websites and platforms. Some of the heavy hitters are Twitter, ESPN, Fox News, CNN. That's just to name a few of the big ones. But there's an app out there for everybody, and we want to make sure that anybody in any of these zip codes you're about to provide me, if they need a real estate agent, they get in touch with you.
And when you say you put them over, where are they showing up? Like, will I see them?
So what will happen is if they've expressed an interest in a real estate agent, they'll be on any of these applications. So we'll say they're checking the news. It'll come across the bottom of their screen as a banner. They click on it. Either we can direct them to a landing page that we can also create for you for no additional cost, or we have a click-to-call feature where your number automatically comes up in the dialer and they can call you immediately. What I'm going to do right now, this is your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and put your cell phone number on there so that way they can best get in touch with you. Which one do you think would be better? Would you rather use the landing page or would you rather have to click the call?
What do you find that most people do?
I believe, to be honest, for real estate agents, I believe the landing page is the best route to go. Simply because what I'll do is a courtesy to you is upgrade you to Landing Page Pro, where you can have up to 40 pictures of listings that you may have. That way, you know, when they get on there, they know all the information they need. They can see the listings on there for themselves, and it just makes everything more convenient.
Don't know about that because I don't find, like, if I do get a lead, I don't go to my landing page. I'm thinking I'd rather have it go to my phone.
Okay, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. You know, the click-to-call feature is great. Don't get me wrong. It is a really strong feature. Just for what I found works best for most of my real estate agents is the Landing Page Pro. But if you prefer to have them call you immediately, hey, that's a great idea too, Linda. I'm all about what works for you.
So if click-to-go, click-to-phone would be that would I get a message? Is that what I'm getting?
So you're going to get a call. If they click the banner to call you, they're going to call you immediately. That's another reason why I kind of feel like the landing page is a bit better, only because, you know, that way you're more, you know who's getting in contact with you. Because, you know, y'all, it's hard to get a hold of you, I'll be honest with you, but maybe that's just because I'm a salesman. But, you know, just in case you missed that first initial call, they'll have your landing page so they know any other information they need to best get in contact with you. You know, your email, if you have an office location, anything like that. It just makes it more efficient and makes it not only easier but, you know, not so difficult to get in touch with you.
So
I know you're busy.
I'm still confused on where do they see these ads.
So have you ever been on your phone before? Let's say you were looking at shoes. You get on Facebook or you get on Twitter and you see those little pop-up ads. Not really pop-up ads, but you see these ads that come up relevant to the item you were just searching up. Have you seen that before?
I don't know if I pay attention to them.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, that's
so
how it... So, yeah, it'll come up on the bottom of their screen. You know, it's going to be a banner. It's going to have your headshot, any message on there you want to convey. It's going to say, Linda, preferred real estate agent in any of these areas that you're going to want to be seen in. They click it, they can go to the landing page, or we can do the click-to-call feature, whichever you prefer.
Okay, so I just went to Google, and I put in fireplaces, and I'm getting a bunch of ads.
Right.
where would I be if I looked at Home Hearth, you know, I click on something and I'll see a banner of somebody's?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And I'm not seeing anything.
So the thing about it is this. For one, you know, I don't know if any other real estate agents in your area have used it, and it also goes off geographical location. And actually, to be honest with you, real estate agents in these areas probably haven't used it, and that's why I'm reaching out, because we don't oversaturate a market. I know there are other companies out there. I'm not sure how theirs works, but for us, we don't oversaturate it. That being said, you know, if I get you on board today, I stop looking in this area, and that could just be why you're not finding other real estate agents on there. I wish my browser would work. Give me a second.
Yeah, I'd like to see something, like what it looks like, or... So someone's
okay.
On Google.
So this is what I'm going to do right now. I'm about to send you over a sample text. It's going to show you how the banners actually appear on the mobile device of a consumer. Just bear with me a bit because my computer is moving a bit slow. But in the meantime, do you have any of the other zip codes that you're considering?
Yeah, so 13905, 13850. 13760, 13790, 1234.
If you want to, go ahead.
13903. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll go ahead and get those up and running for you as well. Okay, and then what about like credit score, annual income, anything like that? Does that matter to you? We can pre-filter it based off that. That's the only reason I mentioned it.
Say that again. What was that last one?
Yes, if you want to pre-filter based on credit score, annual income, that way you get a more efficient clientele reach. So, like, for example, we could start it at 650 and above for the credit score, 50,000 and above for the annual income, if that matters to you.
Yeah, and 50,000 and above?
Yes.
Can we go higher?
Absolutely.
I would do like 120 and above.
Perfect. I think, let me just be sure, I want to be efficient and make sure I'm giving you all the right information. Okay, here we go. My computer's loaded up. Now I can send it. So your cell phone is
607-727-5500.
Perfect. Okay, so you're going to get that shortly, and it's already custom tailored to a real estate agent. That way you can see an example of somebody else's we've created. You'll get it momentarily. We'll set the annual income rate. Just to be sure, because I'm not sure if we have it at 1,000, at 120 and above, I think the highest that we could set it at is 100,000 and above.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. My manager just told me we could start it at 250,000. So, no, we're good there. We could do that.
Okay, so if you start it at 250, that gets rid of all the people at, like, 120, 150.
Yes, but what we can do, because you wanted to start it at 120, so we'll start it at 100 and above.
Okay, let's go 150 and above.
150 and above?
You're right, 100,000.
Okay, 100,000 and above, perfect. So that's what we'll do there. Did you receive the sample text yet?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that way you can see how the banners actually come up on a consumer's mobile device. Yours is going to have your own branding, your own company name, your phone number. So anybody looking to buy a home or sell a home, they're going to see your ad, they're going to click it, and they're going to get in contact with you.
Okay, so this was someone was checking out weather.
Right, yes. So that's one of the applications that we use to display it on is the Weather Channel. So that's from the point of view of a customer that had looked up real estate previously. Now they're on the Weather Channel, and they're seeing the banner for that real estate agent there. And keep in mind, every single person that sees your ad, they have agreed to receive content on their cell phones. So you're not bombarding anybody with your services. Does that make sense?
Yes, but if they don't... What's the rate of people wanting to see the ads?
So,
I would say no.
So this is what we guarantee. We've recently updated our policies. What that means is that we offer you 100% money-back guarantee. If over the course of a year we don't deliver you 48,000 views and a 1.1% conversion rate, which translates into 528 people actually taking action on the ad engagements, you get all your money back, no questions asked.
Okay, so how am I going to track all this? That I don't have, you know, I don't have time for all this. I want
right,
to be
so,
able to see. I want my local people to see me, and I'm not seeing. Like this was a loan.
Yeah.
Like Baker's home loan.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying how would you handle the traffic, or like because you don't have all, I know you're pretty busy. Go ahead.
Traffic. How would I? You know, they're gonna be interested in the home. How I want to want my local people to say, "Hey, I saw your ad."
Mm-hmm. So what will happen is like we're doing with the zip codes. We'll target the local areas. You know, those if you want to limit it to just as individuals, we could do that with the zip codes. Now, as far as you know, feeling like you'd be overwhelmed with traffic, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We're not trying to overwhelm you. What we're doing with 4,000 views is creating top-mind awareness. That means people have to see things over and over again before they actually take action. I'll give you a scenario. I don't drink soda. Yesterday, I seen a Coca-Cola ad that I've seen over and over again, and I went to the store, and I bought a Coca-Cola.
That's true. That is true. But I want to see that this ad is out there, and mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to see it. Like, you could say you're doing all this, and I
right.
don't see it.
And that's the biggest thing. Okay, so how about I do this for you then, Linda? I'll make this more comfortable for you. I'll make it easier for you. We can worry about the $199 after we get your ad up and running. Give me a dollar down today. Give me a shot to earn your business. We'll push out the $199 until we get your ad approved. That way you can see what we're doing for you before you actually make that payment. If I did something like that for you, could I get your support?
Of course.
Perfect. Let's get the ball rolling, Linda.
Yep, I want to see my ad. I want to see what it looks like. I want my
100%.
Picture.
100%. 100%. And listen, here's the thing. We don't just make an ad and shoot it out there. We work with you back and forth until you're comfortable with it. You have the opportunity to approve the ad before it goes live. So doing the dollar down, that lets me get my men and women started on it immediately. We'll get you your first ad proof within the next 72 hours. At that point, if you need any changes on there, you can go ahead and let them know. They're good. They usually get it right the first shot. But, hey, you know, nobody's perfect. So if you want any changes made, hey, it's no problem at all, Linda. We got you. We're here to help. How do I spell your last name?
So GIAMMARINO.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the official? Go ahead.
LINDA.
Okay, perfect. What's the official name of the business?
Howard, I'm a real estate sales agent.
So do you want me to just put Linda GM, is it GM Marino? Did I say that right?
Yeah, Linda Giammarino, R-E, big letters, R-E, mm-hmm. sales agent.
Sales agent. All right, you got it. What's a good mailing address?
851 Bunhill, B-U-N-N-H-I-L-L, Road, Vestal, V as in Victor, E-S-T-A-L, New York, 13850.
And that was that Vesla, V as in Victor, E as in Edward,
yep.
S as in Sam, T as in Tom, L-A?
A-L.
A-L. Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure I had that right. Now, is a good email for you? That way we can send you your first ad proof. Is it still lindagmarino@gmail.com?
Yep. And it's got to say under the R, big letters R-E, and then salesperson. Go salesperson.
Salesperson.
And then it's got to be Howard Hannah Realty.
Salesperson Howard. How do you spell Hannah?
H-A-N-N-A.
Okay, perfect. And then Howard Hannah, what was the last part? I'm sorry.
I think it's Howard Hannah. Just put Howard Hannah.
Okay, perfect. And then is this the best number for customers to call you on?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. What's a good website where I can get your headshot from?
LindaGiammarino@HowardHannah.com. I don't even use it, but let's see if it comes up.
If not, it's fine. Once I send you the sales agreement, you're also going to get another email with the link where you can provide any headshots or any other logos you want to include. So this is just to get the ball rolling on and get my men and women started and give you something you could actually look at and put your input until we get it right.
Yeah, I think that does take you to my, yeah, that takes you to my landing page.
Okay, perfect. So it's Linda Giammarino at howardhanna.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I've got everything I need for the creation of the ad to get it up and running. As far as the dollar down, how did you want to take care of that?
I'll give you my credit card.
Okay, give me a second. Don't give it to me. I don't take any payment information. I'm going to get us on the line with finance. They're going to give you the spiel about the money-back guarantee again. But, hey, just let's hear her out.
Okay, and do you want me to text you my business card?
Yes, that would actually be perfect. So in that same email I told you about where you could provide a headshot, so go ahead and send a picture of your business card. That'll be perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so do you have any questions for me before I get you over to finance?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Linda. 1 second, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Linda?
Yeah. This is Cassandra.
Hi, Cassandra. This is Dominic. I have Linda on the phone with us. Just in case we get disconnected, I'm sorry, my browser is not working right now. Linda, if you don't mind, could you please give Cassandra your phone number?
Yes, 607-727-5500.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Linda. She'll be joining our project today for a dollar down. We're going to worry about the $199 once we get her ad up and running.
All right. And, Linda, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So I do want to just go ahead and go over our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So, of course, we cannot promise the number of calls or how much business you'll receive. However, Linda, we do guarantee that 100% of your ads will be delivered, as well as 100% of your promised engagements. If we are unable to fulfill our promise, then 100% of your money will be refunded. Understood?
Kind of, no.
What are your questions, Linda? I'm happy to help.
So you're not guaranteed any calls or anything.
So this is the thing about marketing. If somebody guarantees you a certain amount of business, Linda, they're lying to you, flat out. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to set you up for failure. I'm confident that once you see the views we're delivering for you, once you see how many people are actually taking action on the ad, you'll be more than happy to stay with us month after month, year after year. I'm not setting you up for failure, Linda. I'm setting you on to stay with us for as long as you're doing real estate.
So how long does this ad run?
So like I said, over the course of a year, we're delivering you 48,000 views. The ad is yours to keep forever, however, whether you stay on with us or not. If we don't deliver you 48,000 views and 528 conversion rate, at least, you're not obligated. We'll refund your money, just like Cassandra said.
Okay, so where am I, so if I tell my husband to go on and see if you can see an ad, where is he going to go to see this?
So, like I said, we partnered with 8,000 different apps. What's going to happen is if he goes online and he's in any of these zip codes that you've given to me, if he looks at a real estate agent or expresses interest otherwise, and he goes on apps like Twitter, CNN, Fox News, ABC News, Spotify, Pandora, he'll see your ad on there.
So if he goes on Fox News to look something up, is Fox News local Fox News? Is it national Fox?
It could be the Fox News app itself. It doesn't matter if it's local or not. If it's the Fox News application, we've partnered with it. We're running your app on there.
And is it random? Like, is he, you know, like I just, you sent me this, but it's not clicking to me. Like, you know, I want to go, so I'm on a Google, correct?
Correct.
So tell me what to put in to see someone's ad.
So if you're on Google, you type in real estate agent. Now you've expressed, who's the best real estate agent in town? Now you've expressed interest. So now later when you're on your phone, you're going to start being bombarded with real estate agents if they're taking advantage of geofencing technology in your area, because it does go off geographical location. But Linda, like I said, that's why we're doing a dollar down, so I can show it to you first. I know there's some uneasiness. I know everything isn't clicking the way you want it to. It's easier for me to put my money where my mouth is and show you how effective we are. Linda, sales is simple, but not easy. With this technology, it keeps it simple for you and makes it easy.
How do I find out if we have geo in this area?
To be honest with you, I mean,
geo
I could.
Nationwide.
What was that, Cassandra?
Geo is nationwide. So all that it is it's the satellite that's in the sky that is actually making this type of advertising available. So it's pulling your area from the satellite in the sky.
So to answer your question, Linda, how do I find out if somebody's using geo in that area? To be honest with you, it would be a long process. You'd have to call up every geofencing company that does geofencing. Like I told you, we're not working with somebody in that area, or I wouldn't be giving you a call. I don't want to oversaturate a market, and I don't want to put you in competition with your competitors. It makes no sense. I'm doing this to put you ahead of the curve. Listen, Linda, I understand the uneasiness. I called you out of the blue. I didn't call you on accident, though. I definitely need you. You're qualified. You know what you want to do. I'm asking you for a dollar and a shot, and if we don't follow through, you don't pay. It's that simple.
I really don't understand it. That's the problem.
If you could see somebody's ad pop up, it'll make it easier for you to understand. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So the part that you need me to clear up is basically how do you see somebody else's ad?
Yeah, I want to see a local person's ad.
Okay. So here's the thing. We don't share our customers' information, right? Let me see. I'm sure once you're getting your ad proofs done, if you want some examples, my CSR may have one available to you. I just don't. So unfortunately, I can't send you a local person's ad. But what's the issue with wanting to see a local?
Like, I just put in real estate agent in Binghamton.
Right. So.
Best real estate agents in Binghamton.
Right.
And what is the name of your company?
It's Community Marketing Partnership.
So I'm getting Agent Pronto.
And the brand that I'm selling you is Easy Geo.
I'm going to wait on this.
So, Linda, like I said, let me ask you a question. Is this just a trust issue?
No, it's a money issue. I need to know where my money's going, and I need to know that local people are seeing my ads. I don't care if someone in California sees it or
right.
I want my people in this area to see the 48 times over and over and over, you know.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And that's why
for these issues right there, we make it as transparent as possible. And get the ball rolling for the dollar. That give us the ability to get your ad created. As soon as you approve your ad, we launch your campaign. You get the access to a portal that's going to show you where your ad's being distributed and how many people are gauging on it in those areas, your area. You get to keep track of it yourself. You get access to the portal.
That's fine. The portal can be... That's fine, but I want to see, like, I just put up houses, and I'm seeing Howard Hanna, I see Zillow, I see Realtor.com. If I'm searching houses, I'm not seeing my ad. I won't see my ad.
Are you talking about on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. So, see, I'm not going to put you on Google. You're going to be seen on applications like Fox News, the ones I mentioned earlier, CNN, ESPN, Twitter, Spotify, Pandora, I could go all day. Your ad's going to pop up when people have recently gone to an open house or if they've showed an interest in real estate or even searched for a realtor. Their phone tracks that data. They will be distributed, your ad, on the applications.
Like I'm on Fox News right now and I don't see any ads.
I mean, of course not. I don't know if you've had any interest patterns lately, if you've searched any products, if you've recently even gone to a dog park. It'll pop up an ad for a pet groomer, if we had one in your area personally. I don't know. I can't distinguish right now. I'm not the IT guy. I don't know exactly who's in your area. All I know is that I'm tasked with finding a realtor because we work off analytics from project to project.
Yeah.
So I can understand, Linda, that you want to see your ad up and running and know that it's being distributed in your area. That's why we offer a money-back guarantee.
Yeah.
If we don't deliver, your 48,000 guaranteed impressions in your areas, you don't pay. There's little to no risk here, Linda.
But why don't you send me some more information through an email? I want to see the app that that you guys use.
Are you on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to easygo.org for me.
What is it?
Easy. E-A-S-Y. G-O-G-E-O. .org. And on the homepage, if you scroll down, you'll see a list of some of the applications that we're going to run your campaign on. Now, obviously, for me to guarantee your 48,000 views over the course of your commitment, they're going to be over thousands of apps. We make sure that your ad is seen in your cities or your zip codes. That way it's local.
Yeah, so I went on the Fox News app or Google and Fox News,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Allergy Medicine and Cracker Barrel.
Right. Have you recently visited a pharmacy?
No.
Or a restaurant?
Nope.
Have you driven by one?
Not Cracker Barrel, no.
So look, I'm glad you saw the ad, though. The fact that you saw the ad shows you potentially where your ad can be if we can get you signed up today. If you give me 1%,
it's definitely. I mean, there's a lot of pharmacy stuff on here, and it's way down at the bottom.
So, Linda, you see it for yourself. You've seen the technology in action. You know geofencing works. Give me 1% of your trust. Let me earn the other 99%. Let me earn your business. And if I don't deliver, then you don't pay.
Let me pass on this one. I'm going to pass on this.
Okay, Linda, that's fair.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Is the only thing holding you back the ad?
It is. It's, I don't know. I'm not a, like, surfer. I don't surf my phone on apps. I read the first couple of, and then I'm on to, I wouldn't go to these apps.
So that's the thing. So picture this, Linda. So picture this, just so you know. Because the only thing I'm feeling is, like, I didn't explain the product clearly enough for you to understand. So I don't want you to mistake urgency for pressure. But I want to paint a picture. Aside from you, that doesn't use the web very much, picture Bob and Susie, a young couple in your area. They've recently gone to an open house. They've recently got online and searched for a mortgage. They're tagged as somebody who's shown an interest in real estate. Now, later this evening, they're conservative, right? They're on Fox News. They're looking at the most recent COVID updates. They would be distributed your ad that we create for you on the app.
Yeah. See, I see more people going right to Google, searching from there.
And absolutely. You're not wrong. And this is top-of-the-mind awareness. Branding yourself in your own local area, there's no better way to do it than for us to distribute your ad to people who are looking for your service. Now, I get they're going to be on Google, and I promise you that when they look up Google's or go to Zillow and they see your face and it's been plastered on their cell phone or applications, who do you think they're going to pick? The person that they saw, right, that they recognize.
Yeah, but you're not using Google, you said.
We're using 8,000 different reputable platforms. What I'm saying is when they're on Google and they're looking for a real estate agent, it tracks information. That tags them as somebody who's shown an interest. And you can even imagine not only just that, how powerful is it going to be seen by couples that are going to open houses. We have the open houses, like the MLS, that we have them geotagged. And when people go to these, their cell phone is tagged as somebody who's gone to an open house. Now, picture this. They probably don't have a realtor yet. They're just shopping. How powerful is it going to be to have your face on their cell phone? Plus, I offer the money-back guarantee, Linda. I'm going to guarantee that you're going to get the 48,000 views over the course of the next year to people in your city, in your zip codes, who have shown an interest in real estate service. And if I don't, you don't pay. Just give me a shot, Linda. That's all I'm asking for. Let me earn your business.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. Come on.
Perfect. Cassandra, are you still with me?
I sure am. So, Linda, I'm going to get you on a secure line, and we'll get that $1 taken care of for you today, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Dominic.
Linda, I definitely appreciate you, and I appreciate the shot to earn your business. I'm looking forward to working with you. My name and number is going to be in the sales agreement. Thank you. Thank you so much, and call me if you need anything.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.